Before we started this Gemara, we led into the daf by quoting a Rashi. Rashi says, why are we talking about this right now? It's a nice story, a little agadata, but what does it have to do with anything that's been going on for the last long while? So Rashi says, not much. But at the same time, there was a discussion about Shiurim. And this is an interesting anecdote related to Shiurim. We were talking about being Mishayer, the Mincha, 60 or a little less than 60, or the Mikvah, 40, a little bit less than 40. And the Beged, is it 3 Tvachim, a little less than 3 Tvachim? The Oichlin, is it a Bey, is it a little bit less than a Bey? Here too, they were Mishayer, the Dam. Was it a Revius, or was it a little bit less than a Revius? That's the segue. But if you take a look at Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on the Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, Tosfos says a different pshat. Tosfos says that you want to know why we just brought this discussion, it's because we mentioned something very interesting about the great Tana Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda Muryana de Benasiya Hava. Rabbi Yehuda was the Meira Hayra of the family of Rabbi. That, says Tosfos, is the reason we brought this whole discussion. What Shaykh is? It's because if you go back to the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara mentioned something that Rabbi Yehuda had said. As a matter of fact, the opening of the Gemara in Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Shol She'ela L'mayla Mi Rabbi Yehuda B'Rabbi Loi. And the Gemara said, Pasach Rabbi Yehuda B'Rabbi Loi, Reish HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. The Gemara mentioned another interesting fact about who Rabbi Yehuda was. He was the Reish HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. So we know that once upon a time when the Chachamim sat together and they would speak, so it was done in a very, very formal way. Somebody would ask the question and then there was an answer, Kana Ben Shoyel, we spoke about this in the Agada Shiurim, but the bottom line is that there was a certain surah, a certain seder of how it happened, and the Reish HaMedabrim B'chol Mokoyim B'Zmanu Yishol Rabbi Yehuda was none other than the great Rabbi Yehuda. Says Tosfos that the reason we're mentioning this story is because we mentioned Rabbi Yehuda's Reish HaMedabrim B'chol Mokoyim, therefore we're going to mention another thing about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Muryana de Benasiyah. So what? This is just an opportunity to talk about Rabbi Yehuda? Says, no, it's a little bit more than that. Because the reason Rabbi Yehuda was Muryana de Benasiyah is for the same exact reason that Rabbi Yehuda was the Reish HaMedabrim B'chol Mokoyim. It's for one and the same reason. And therefore, we feel that we mention Rabbi Yehuda's the Reish HaMedabrim B'chol Mokoyim. It's because of X. So I'm going to mention to you now also another thing that Rabbi Yehuda was zoicha to because of X, and that is he's Muryana de Benasiyah. So what's this X? What is it that was goyrim that Rabbi Yehuda should become the Reish HaMedabrim B'chol Mokoyim, that Tosfos is being mechadish in Menachos Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, is also the reason that Rabbi Yehuda is Muryana de Benasiyah. And that's really Dover Be'itay Matoiv. It's a very, very well-known Gemara. It's actually a more agav diga prat in a well-known Gemara. It's the Gemara Masech de Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel. This is the Lag Ba'imra Daf. This is the Daf that talks about what caused Reb Shimon Ba'yichoy and his son to hide in the Ma'ara first for 12 years, and then for a 13th year, where he was Olu L'Gdula, Ba'ifin Nifla, Befrat, B'Teiris Asoy, that all played itself out during that 13-year period. But Reb Shimon Ba'yichoy didn't just decide one day to spend 13 years in a cave. It happened because of Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, and the Gemara tells the story in Shabbos Lama Gimel. It's a very short Gemara. I think it's kedai to mention it. The Gemara says, "V'amai karle Reish HaMedabrim B'chol Mokoyim." The Gemara actually begins from the Rabbi Yehuda angle. Why was Rabbi Yehuda referred to as Reish HaMedabrim B'chol Mokoyim? Says the Gemara, because once upon a time, Yasvi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Yosi v'Rab Shim. V'yosef Yehuda ben Gerim Gabayo, and Yehuda ben Gerim was with them. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda got up for Amar and he said, "Kam noim maseim shalumazu." Started praising the Romans. They're a great, great nation. Tiknu shvakim, they made streets. Tiknu gisharim, bridges. Tiknu merchatzois, bathhouses. What an unbelievable ummah. We're living amongst great people. Rabbi Yossi Shasak. Rabbi Yossi heard what Rabbi Yehuda said. He didn't say anything. Then Rabbi Shem Ba'yichai. Shem Ba'yichai heard what Rabbi Yehuda said and he did say something. V'amar, he said, Kol mashe tiknu lo tiknu elo tzarech atzman. He quoted the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Beis Amud Beis. Shaitim Shaba'olam. He says, no, everything that they did for themselves. Tiknu shfakim lo yishu ben zoynois. Merchatzois lahadim ben atzman. And ksharim lito mehem meches. The Gemara says, Holach Yehuda ben Gerim v'sipa devrayim. Amazingly, Yehuda ben Gerim went and he told over this story, meaning he didn't go and maser, but he says, you know, you want to hear an incredible story? I was once sitting between the three Gedolei Adar, and this is what happened. Either way, Chavruch chavra isle, the chavra the chavruch, chavra isle, the eshas naim lekoisel, and the birds, like Shlomo HaMelech says, sometimes carries things. The nishmul the malchus, and ultimately the malchus heard about what happened. Amru, they said, Yehuda she'ila, Reb Yehuda, who praised us, yisala, he should be oyla legdula. Yoisi shashasak, Yoisi that was quiet, yigla letzipoiri. He has to go to Golas, he should go to Tzipoiri. Shimon Shagina, Shimon, who to the contrary, he spoke in a very derogatory way about us, Yehoreg, he deserves to be killed. When Reb Shimon Baichai heard that they want to kill him and he's a hunted person, he went with his son and they hit. And as they say, the rest is history. But Yehuda, we need the Rabbi Yehuda part of this Gemara. Yehuda she'ila yisala. What was the yisala? Zokti Gemara, he became the Rosh HaMedavrim B'chol Mokin. Says Tosfos that you see Rabbi Yehuda was very noisachain, the Ene, the Malchus of Raimi. It's a Mefurish Gemara, Shabbos Lama Gimel. And that's why he's the Rosh HaMedavrim B'chol Mokin. Zokti Gemara here in Menachas Kuftalit, Bederech Agav, we'll throw in a little digression. It's rather a minyan, a digression. It also relates to shiurim. It could be that also. But the bottom line is, Tosfos says, this is really the nekuda. And that is, that Rabbi Yehuda was so noisachain be'enei Malchus Raimi that not only did they make him the Rosh HaMedabrim, but he became the Muryana de Benesia. He became the person that Alpiv Hayo'isim called the Raim. Either way, this, says Tosfos, is the Hemshech. And this also a little bit the rest of the story of the rest of the story of the great Rabbi Yehuda. You know, it's interesting. We know that Rebbe was a Talmud of Remeir. It's Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, also a very well-known Gemara. The Gemara says that Rebbe said, the reason I was great is because when Remeir used to give shir, I used to see him. He said, but I only saw him from behind. And had I seen him from the front, I would have seen his face. I would have been that much greater. Rebbe is a Talmud of Remeir. When Rebbe sat down to write the Mishnayos, so we know Stam Mishnah is Remeir. We've mentioned many times over the years the Geras of Rav Shvira Goyen, that the Avoid of Rebbe was to be Malakit, all the different versions of the Messiah, and he had to pick and choose whose version of it he liked most, right? Whose was more Katsar V'Lanyan. And from all the different Nuschais that he saw, the one that he was Boicherin was the one from Remeir. And the chain between Rebbe and Remeir and that connection is critical and vital in terms of understanding the whole Messiah, it's in terms of understanding the setup of Talmud Bavli, in terms of understanding the way the Torah Shabbat Peh was transmitted. Rebbe was also a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, right? You see, Rabbi Yehuda was a big deal. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda's Muryona de Benesiyav. Literally, every mile, there's a dead mule, okay, for Rabbi Yehuda. He's the Poisek. It's actually interesting, I think, because when there's a Machlekes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And that klal of Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda, Alochik Rabbi Yehuda, just to appreciate, is something that's already merumis in the Mishnah. We once spoke out in Arichos from Abruvim Margolis. The Abruvim Margolis said that we know in Halacha, whenever there's two Lashonis, you always go bust of the Lishna Basra, right? If the sugyas mischalfa is, you go based on the second sugya. This is the rule of how it always works. But we always paskin like the Ikad Amri. Toughest Lashon Achron is the way it is. And Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, in his epic way, figured out that if you go through Mishnayis, the second Tana mentioned in the Mishnah is always a Tana that we're going to paskin like. Bishami is always mentioned before Beisilu. Rabbi Eliezer is always mentioned before Rabbi Yeshua. And Ramei is always mentioned before Rabbi Yehuda. We spoke out once a Ha'ara that it could be in the Shaila between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda of Benkach Ubenkach Kriyim Banim. There, Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned before Ramei because there, like the Rashba says in the Tshuva, like the Ramah Paskins and Hilchas Avelos, there we talk a Paskin like Ramei. But the bottom line is, you see, Rebbe put into the Mishnah that as much as Stam Mishnah was Ramei, and as much as he's the Talmud Muvik of Ramei, the Cheshivas that Rebbe has from Ramei is legendary. Again, it's critical in terms of understanding what we do. But at the same time, in Halacha, take a Paskin for Rabbi Yehuda. It's Mamish this Indian. Rabbi Yehuda was Muryana de Benesiyahava, as given the Poisek. And by the way, Al Tashiveni, what do you mean? The Romans said that he should be the Muryana de Benesia. The Romans weren't determining Piske Halacha. They said he's going to get a Shteller, I hear, maybe. But at the end of the day, if they're asking Rabbi Yehuda, that means in Psak Halacha, you find that Rebbe is somehow Mevatel himself. He's telling too to Rabbi Yehuda as a Talmud Muvakar Ameir. That's in terms of the Messiah Satira. But in Halacha, Daika, over there, he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Muryana, the Bein Asiyah.